Easter, Week 7, Monday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Christ the Lord has promised us the Holy Spirit. Come, let us adore him. Alleluia. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord. Hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks. With songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Christ the Lord has promised us the Holy Spirit. Come, let us adore him. Alleluia. O God of truth, prepare our minds to hear and heed your holy word. Fill every heart that longs for you with your mysterious presence, Lord. Almighty Father, with your Son and Spirit blessed, hear our prayer. Teach us to love eternal truth and seek its freedom everywhere. Our God comes openly, he keeps silence no longer. Psalm 49. The God of gods, the Lord, has spoken and summoned the earth. From the rising of the sun to its setting, out of Sion's perfect beauty he shines. Our God comes, he keeps silence no longer. Before him fire devours, around him tempest rages. He calls on the heavens and the earth to witness his judgment of his people. Summon before me my people, who made covenant with me by sacrifice. The heavens proclaim his justice, for God himself is the judge. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our God comes openly, he keeps silence no longer. Pay your sacrifice of thanksgiving to God. Psalm 49 continued. Listen, my people, I will speak. Israel, I will testify against you. For I am God, your God. I accuse you, lay the charge before you. I find no fault with your sacrifices. Your offerings are always before me. I do not ask more bullocks from your farms, nor goats from among your herds. For I own all the beasts of the forest, beasts in their thousands on my hills. I know all the birds in the sky. All that moves in the field belongs to me. Were I hungry, I would not tell you, for I own the world and all it holds. Do you think I eat the flesh of bulls, or drink the blood of goats? Pay your sacrifice of thanksgiving to God, and render him your votive offerings. Call on me in the day of distress. I will free you, and you shall honour me. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Pay your sacrifice of thanksgiving to God. I want love, not sacrifice, knowledge of God, not holocausts. Psalm 49 concluded. But God says to the wicked, but how can you recite my commandments and take my covenant on your lips, you who despise my law and throw my words to the wind? You who see a thief and go with him, who throw in your lot with adulterers, who unbridle your mouth for evil, and whose tongue is plotting crime. You sit and malign your brother, and slander your own mother's son. You do this, and should I keep silence? Do you think that I am like you? Mark this, you who never think of God, lest I seize you, and you cannot escape. A sacrifice of thanksgiving honors me, and I will show God's salvation to the upright. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I want love, not sacrifice, knowledge of God, not holocausts. My heart and my soul ring out their joy. Alleluia. To God, the living God. Alleluia. A reading from the first letter of St. John, chapter 4. It is not every spirit, my dear people, that you can trust. Test them to see if they come from God. There are many false prophets now in the world. You can tell the spirits that come from God by this. Every spirit which acknowledges that Jesus the Christ has come in the flesh is from God. But any spirit which will not say this of Jesus is not from God, but is the spirit of Antichrist, whose coming you were warned about. Well, now he is here in the world. Children, you have already overcome these false prophets, because you are from God, and you have in you one who is greater than anyone in this world. As for them, they are of the world, and so they speak the language of the world, and the world listens to them. But we are children of God, and those who know God listen to us. Those who are not of God refuse to listen to us. This is how we can tell the spirit of truth from the spirit of falsehood. My dear people, let us love one another, since love comes from God. And everyone who loves is begotten by God and knows God. Anyone who fails to love can never have known God, because God is love. God's love for us was revealed when God sent into the world his only Son, so that we could have life through him. This is the love I mean, not our love for God, but God's love for us, when he sent his Son to be the sacrifice that takes our sins away. Responsory from 1 John. God's love for us was revealed when he sent his only Son into the world, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. Alleluia. God loved the world so much that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. Alleluia. A reading from the instruction of St. Cyril of Jerusalem to catechumens. The living water of the Holy Spirit. Quote, "The water I shall give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." End quote. This is a new kind of water, living, welling up for those who are worthy. Why did he call the grace of the Spirit water? Because all things depend on water. Water produces herbs and living things. Water comes down from heaven as rain. Water always comes down in the same form, yet its effects are manifold. Thus it takes one form in the palm tree and another in the vine. It is in all things and takes all forms, though it is uniform and always remains itself. For the rain does not change, coming down now as one thing, now as another, but it adapts itself to the nature of the things which receive it, and it becomes what is appropriate to each. Similarly with the Holy Spirit. He is one, and of one nature, and indivisible. But he apportions his grace as he wills to each one. When the dry tree is watered, it brings forth shoots. So too, the soul in sin, when through penance it is made worthy of the grace of the Holy Spirit, it bears the fruits of justice. Though the Spirit is one in nature, yet by the will of God and in the name of Christ, he brings about multiple effects of virtue. He uses the tongue of one man for wisdom. He illumines the soul of another by prophecy. To another he imparts the power of driving out devils. To another the gift of interpreting the sacred scriptures. He strengthens the self-control of one man, teaches another the nature of almsgiving, another to fast and to mortify himself, another to despise the things of the body. He prepares another man for martyrdom. He acts differently in different men, while himself remaining unchanged, as it is written, quote, "To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good." End of quote. His approach is gentle, his presence fragrant, his yoke very light. Rays of light and knowledge shine forth before him as he comes. He comes with the heart of a true protector. He comes to save, to heal, to teach, to admonish, to strengthen, to console, to enlighten the mind, first of the man who receives him, then through him the minds of others also. As a man previously in darkness, suddenly seeing the sun, receives his sight and sees clearly what he did not see before, so the man deemed worthy of the Holy Spirit is enlightened in the soul and sees beyond the power of human sight what he did not know before. Responsory from 1 Corinthians. There are many forms of work, but all of them, in all men, are the work of the same God. In each of us, the Spirit is manifested in one particular way for some useful purpose. Alleluia. You are Christ's body, and each of you a limb or organ of it. In each of us, the Spirit is manifested in one particular way for some useful purpose. Alleluia. Let us pray. Lord God, let the grace of the Holy Spirit come upon us, so that we may hold fast to your will with fidelity and show it forth in a holy life. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.